This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy training camp to you. The fellas for your Houston Texans reporting. They have, I imagine at this point, everybody done showed up so that they can get their medicals or, you know, physicals or what have you, get into, you know, meetings and such. We're here, man.
We're here.
We made it.
We're happy. I mean, I guess we'll get any reports if there's any other news as far as reporting comes.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I'm already seeing various things like people talking. Of course, tomorrow we'll hear from Nick Caserio, bright and early, 8:30, I believe. Mm-hmm. And but we're already seeing some teams around the league do that. We played some of the audio with Jerry Jones. apparently, Mike.
You gonna ask a question,
Mike? Mike Borgon, me?
Yeah.
I mean, if
you'll be out there,
if a question arises, sure.
Yeah.
Mike Borgonzi, who is the general manager out there in Tennessee, they out there talking about how, you know, they got a lot of work to do as a football team, but they're excited to see what type of team they are. I guess in a way that I am as well with that team in division, and especially after I rewatched week 12 of last week.
Let's just go ahead and move on to week 13.
Look, I wouldn't mind if
I'm going back to old stuff.
Why are you bringing this up? It's over, man.
You gotta bring up the past, man.
I'm somewhat of a completionist at times, and I embarked on this mission to try and rewatch all the games.
It's a good exercise.
Year.
I don't like this exercise.
Yeah, and it's not always one that's very fun.
Let's focus on the new season, man.
Can't wait.
That's really, past is the past.
But yeah, I've been trying to rewatch some of the games from last year to kind of see if I could spin them forward, see what I could find that would give me some level of insight, and then also just remind me what happened last year. Week 12 at NRG Stadium, welcoming in the Tennessee Titans, a little too welcoming, in fact, I would say, as a 32-27 victory for a then 2-8 Titans team to allow them to go 3-8 was what happened. So we begin at the beginning, where one would, right, with this game. And it starts with a huge 80-yard return by Damian Pierce.
Yeah, it felt like real good. And he was really sort of finding his role as a returner there.
Yes, he was. And very quickly, first play of scrimmage, you just get a dropped coverage by the Tennessee Titans. Cade Stover with a little bit of a screen, easy pitch and catch, probably the easiest pitch and catch of the season. And I was like, oh, cool. They got the ball to Cade Stover.
Yeah.
In that moment, and this is the thing that I'm spinning forward, and I feel like a jerk saying it, he did not feel like, look at this athletic receiver of the football. It felt like, oh, well, we got him the ball, and he was wide open, and that allowed him to score. I'm interested to see if I still feel that way about Cade Stover. Like, what does the work look like for him offseason? Has he become a little bit more fluid? Because that's part of what we're looking at for him.
That's why you're doing this.
Is to see if he can become that a little bit more of a pass catcher in addition to what we know he can do as a blocker.
I remember it as an, oh, wow, okay, cool. You know, you got Cade Stover involved. But you're not wrong. I mean, you know, over the course of the entire season, we started to wonder, is he going to end up being the guy? What does he need to change? And of course now, how does he fit in with this offense? So that was a good start, and it was kind of like, all right, well, Texans are going to take care of business here.
This is what we expect.
Yeah.
One of the things that made it very difficult in this game is that this was not the defense's, you know, brightest moment when it came to stopping the run. Mm-hmm. 119 yards by Tony Pollard on the ground. He added a touchdown, 5 yards per carry in this game. And it's funny because it did not feel like, oh, man, they just breaking these boys off. Mm-hmm. But it was effective enough that it happened throughout the game. And one of the things that I noticed, it didn't happen immediately, but as I kept going, I got to give, hey, man, Bill Callahan, mm-hmm. Big Bill, not the little one. He's still in his bag.
Yeah.
And this wasn't a good Titans team. Now, of course, the Texans very much left the door open many a time. A lot of penalties, things of that nature. Coverage busts. But if you want to beat this Titans team, you got to know that they're going to be able to block up.
Yeah.
Like they were doing a decent amount of neutralizing the pass rush early before it just became overwhelming. And Neil Hunter had a day and a half. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to running the football, I think this Titans team will be a team that threatens a little bit, or tests at least. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten better at stopping the run? Because look, they were making some stuff happen. Tony Pollard's a solid running back. They were just blocking up really, really well.
And the middle of your defense, you know, which we've talked about as well. They were blocking up well. This was a game where they needed every bit of it. But really the story for me, and I know you're getting to it here, was Will Levis all of a sudden, you know, dialing up something that we hadn't seen before.
That's a funny thing about the Will Levis. It wasn't as much Levis himself dialing things up. I'll start with this one because this was the first one that happened. This is Will Levis finding Nick Westbrook-Ikhine for 38 yards and a touchdown.
Empty backfield, first down at the Houston 38. Levis puts the leg down.
Listen to that crowd.
Here's the snap. Will to throw. Here's pressure. Will firing downfield and wide open. Westbrook-Ikhine, touchdown. Tennessee got behind the defense somehow. Eric Murray and Derek Stingley Jr. could not catch up to him. And the Titans take the lead on Houston with a 38-yard touchdown pass.
When you say somehow there, Mark Vandermeer, I think that the somehow is I got to give Brian Callahan, the younger and the head coach offensive play caller, I got to give him a lot of credit.
Yeah,
he is the son.
The son.
He is the son. Yeah, I did make that a roundabout way of saying that, huh?
He's the younger brother?
The younger one.
Yeah.
He is younger. That is technically correct. Yeah. I want to make that clear. The play design was good, mm-hmm. and you had kind of like a kind of dagger concept. You had a little in from the outside receiver, and then Westbrook-Ikhine was inside. He gives what is almost like it's not a sluggo because he does not really commit as much to the slant. Mm-hmm. He just gives a little shimmy inside, and then boom, up. And this is Eric Murray just biting hard on that double move.
When Mark said Eric Murray, I'm like,
this was that game.
Yeah.
Eric Murray was,
Stingley in that same sentence.
Yeah.
Part and parcel all of them. Like Eric Murray was all over this. So I was like, damn, Eric. Damn, dog.
Yeah, but that's why on the rewatch, you start to maybe, again, spin it forward. And what's the difference this year going to be?
A better Kalen Bullock and a CJ.
No Eric Murray.
And a CJ Gardner-Johnson.
He got behind Eric Murray. I'm like, oh, God.
No kid.
But one of the things, these big plays, they happen a lot. There was that. There was a Calvin Ridley across. There wasn't a Conquo. But the really big plays, all of them seem to have a similarity is that you're playing single high, you're playing man, and there's a lot of either like deep crossers that happens. Calvin Ridley has one of those that happens later in the game. And it was interesting because you have good cornerbacks on the outside, but they were managing to get guys like Calvin Ridley on the inside against that inside cornerback. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is why having that slot corner, or at least maybe not playing that particular style where you have a lot of man and you just have your single high safety, they might have to approach it a little differently and not put those guys in that position, knowing that the Titans have a decent wide receiving core, especially if you can scheme up to get a guy like Calvin Ridley on the inside against a cornerback who maybe you did not want to have to cover all the way across the field.
Yeah, no.
That happened a good amount of time.
100% with the nickel, Jalen Petrie, of course, and now they have depth there, and more specifically the safeties. You know, this is something that you have to hope would not be as easily done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Now, on the same facet, the Texans had some of these types of instances as well. There's a play action deep shot by Tank for like 39, and it was the same type of play as the Calvin Ridley one that I was describing that went the other way in the second quarter. It feels like there was some really good stuff, and CJ had a lot of like managing the pocket, did a great job of like quickly setting with the kind of air of pressure without actual pressure to get the ball out. CJ was doing running for his life.
He was not great
in this game.
He was okay. But two interceptions just spins everything
around. Actually, I'm glad that you mentioned interceptions. Yeah. I'll get there in a second. I didn't want to mention this. Yeah. Joe makes some runs for like an 8-yard run in the second quarter, and I go, huh, I didn't expect to see that because I went back to the box score. 22 yards rushing for Joe Mixon.
That's it?
That's all.
Yeah.
You just were not able to run the football in this game, which that is, I am hoping as we spin this forward, that you never end up with a situation like that again because it is so necessary, especially just with what this team was last year. But then even this year, the identity is supposedly having to do with some running. You got to do this.
The other thing with that, though, that's very interesting, and again, translating it to this year could be very different, hopefully, is at this point in the season, defenses know what the Texans' blocking concepts are, and the Texans' offensive line, as we found out over the course of the year, was having a hard time on some of these reach blocks. Guys, sort of firing inside on them and confusing, where the attack was on this one particular block or this particular block. So that was more offensive line as anything.
All right, we're about halfway there. I see you saying this is making me sick. I get it. It made me sick. Watch it. I put good 3 hours into this, so trust me. This was the game that Petrie got hurt in 8-3-2. That you texted in. It happened later in the game. I think he was officially ruled out in the fourth. Jimmy Ward stepping in immediately. For some reason, I had thought it took Jimmy a little bit to like get back into that space. Maybe it was the next game, week 13, where he didn't look as on it. But he was firing. Like there was one of those big tackle for loss on a screen, I believe, where he just fires into the gap. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, Jimmy Ward is picking right back up like Petrie did. Or actually, I think it was the third quarter. I got that wrong because Petrie was lost for the game with that shoulder injury. Fired into the gap. And it's just, incredible. Well done. And then later, there's like a pick six where he's jumping on the outside slant. Just easy house call there as well. But you mentioned the C.J. Stroud interceptions. One of them was not his fault. This is the one that he throws to John Mechie, who in this game, I'm seeing more and more. Over the last couple of games, I think you've noticed. John Mechie, the tools are all there. Then this happens.
Second down and 10. From the Houston 14 with 41 seconds to go. Second quarter, tie game, 17-all. Dell in motion to the right, CJ in the gun, Dare in the backfield with him. Stroud takes the snap. Stroud fires and picked off. Oh, no. Brownlee's got it, tagged out at the 20 as CJ was trying to find John Mechie, and he threw it wide, and the Titans have the ball at the Houston 20. The worst-case scenario right here. They turn it over in their end.
Yep. Turned it over in their end. He didn't throw it wide. I was looking at this. This is like a mirrored kind of route progression or route kind of situation here. You have both your inside receivers running kind of little hooks. They're sitting down, and Mechie stops short.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. You're filling the space. You got to hit your landmark because CJ is throwing to a landmark. If your wide receiver is not between you and the football, at that point now,
you're throwing it right to him.
You're throwing it right to the defensive back. And CJ Stroud is visibly frustrated at this point. And you don't expect to see that often from him. This is a point in the season where I'm feeling greatly for CJ, who is, already doing a lot to try and keep himself upright, looking downfield, getting the ball out there. And so for you to do all that, then to throw in your wide receivers not in the right place, that was a problem.
That was a problem. But still, CJ struggling for a number of reasons, not all his own. You just illustrated one. The pressure is another one. But at this point, the frustration level is was what I would point to was very clear with C.J. Stroud. Not just the one play, just in general.
Yes, that's yeah. and that yeah. was I was using the one play. I yeah. think you thankfully you expounded on that. That one play kind of pointed out yeah. all the problems. 7 first half sacks for the Houston Texans. Jeez. Like just dare.
God almighty.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Now the Texans were really getting smoked by the defensive mm-hmm. line in the second half, and I was like, this is not what you want.
Yeah.
The other interception, by the way, really, really good pocket management by CJ, but he doesn't plan himself well. He tries to feather the ball into Nico Collins, who has a route across the field, mm-hmm. just a crosser. Kenneth Murray's there the whole time. Like, CJ at this point is like, I'm forcing it into Nico.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where, again, pointing to that frustration, I think mm-hmm. that leads to some of these other things. There's 12 field goals over 50 yards for Kaimi at this point. I think that points to some of the ineffectiveness when it comes to getting into the positive side of the field for this team.
How is he at 28 yards?
Well, he has one of those in this game where he misses a chippy. He smokes a chippy when you're in the red zone trying to go out there and at least go and tie the game. At that point, you get into the red zone yeah. and you have like you're just a Stover. First, you get Jeffrey Simmons whooping Shaq and Patterson together to just knock back a first down mm-hmm. into like second and 20 at that point. Then Stover gets it back on the screen. Then you just a stuffed run that's useless and a 3rd and 9 where you just in the red zone, this offensive line completely yeah. falls apart like paper mache. And it's just, all right, now it's fourth down. We're at the 11-yard line. Let's just tie the game up. Mm-hmm. And he misses a chippy there. This is where I'm mm-hmm. like, Kaimi, I need that dominance
yeah.
back. Because, yeah, the 50s are great. I need you to knock that one down every time.
Yeah, that's exactly right and could have changed. Because this game stayed close the rest of the way.
This game stayed close yeah. for all the way until you finally end up late in the game where the Titans are able to win it. Or actually, they were up 30 to 27 at that point, and then CJ has to run out of the back of the end zone being chased as he was all second half mm-hmm. by the pass rush. Again, this is where the offensive line just felt like it fell entirely to tatters. It had been problematic. This one, it was really, really an issue. And this is once more another reason why we're looking at this offensive line. You got to be baseline something.
Could you point to this game as maybe the, if you had to pick one reason, there were a lot of reasons why Bobby Slowick was all of a sudden, you know, out? Because the offensive line couldn't run block. Joe Mixon only had 22 yards,
correct.
As you said. Couldn't pass protect. The scheme looked bad. You know, some of those runs, as I mentioned, the offensive linemen were not getting out to the spots that they needed to get, and they were figured out.
I mean, one of the things that I always say, especially with people that have money, the one thing that they don't like having is getting embarrassed in front of company.
Right.
That was an embarrassment in front of company. Mm-hmm. You were hosting a team that you do not like at all.
Yeah.
In the Tennessee Titans, mm-hmm. and you allowed them, who were not good and really didn't play particularly great, to come in there and embarrass you, both, as you mentioned, by being ineffective. This was the most powerless the offensive line looked mm-hmm. all year, and you aided in your own demise the margins. You had flags on kickoff returns, mm-hmm. bad holds, negated plays, all of the things that you did poorly that year pointed out, popped up in that game, and you gave a team that had 2 wins in 11 weeks to that point a victory on your home turf.
Yeah.
That was just, and all the things that could go wrong in that game did. And yeah, you didn't have to watch it. I did. So please send your condolences. But this was sick. The one good thing that you talked about, Daniil Hunter was cooking.
Yeah.
Daniil Hunter was very good. Makes me very, very excited. And yes, 281, if you are inclined to believe in such thing, Kaimi kills momentum with his kicks. And that's why he just got to be back. He's got to be back on his grind. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do at this time. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.